About 750,000 gallons of water run through Carbondale's ditch system every day, from April 15th when the ditch is turned on to October 15th when the ditch is turned off. It's diverted from the Crystal River by a series of headgates and ditches, and the town holds the water rights, says Town Utilities Director Mark O'Meara.
We've got strong water rights, or senior water rights. We've been able to utilize that for all of the irrigation on our major parcels of land. The Roaring Fork School District is using it. The town of Carbondale is using it up and down the highway corridor, all the parks for the most part.
Residents who live along the ditch can also use the water for gardens and lawns.
We've got a lot of people that have pumps in the ditches, and it's a free use at this point. They supply the pumps and the electric and all that to it. We try and keep a bird's eye view on what's being out there. We've got an inventory of most of the ditch users for residences and things like that.
The water flowing through the ditches augments municipal water, which comes from a different source, and it saves the town from building another water treatment plant.
We don't need to build the infrastructure for the additional storage that's needed in order for a lot of the irrigation use off of the treated water supply.
So this benefits the town and its residents, but what about the Crystal River itself? Right now, according to Aspen Journalism, there are 25 diversions along the river and its tributaries that take more than 400 cubic feet per second from the river system. Some of those diversions do not return water to the Crystal. Instead, that water goes to the Roaring Fork. And during irrigation season, portions of the lower Crystal pretty much run dry.
But the concern is the stream's too low in some of these areas right here. And you can tell just driving by RVR, you can see most of the rocks in the stream. It doesn't have an even flow this time of year.
That's Tim Melovic, Carbondale Utilities Supervisor, who works with O'Meara during a recent tour of local water management projects hosted by the Colorado Foundation for Water Education.
That's in part because of the water the town uses, but that's really, in a sense, very, very, very small percentage of the river flow itself in that area.
This and other concerns about water use along the Crystal River prompted the Crystal River Management Plan, a collaboration of local and regional conservation groups and stakeholders. The plan was released in April 2016 with the goal of balancing agriculture, municipal, industrial, recreational, and ecological water use needs. For Carbondale, that means more efficient ditches. Again, Mark O'Meara.
We've incorporated some of the water efficiency measures on all the ditches. We're putting in culverts, which are not earthen. Whenever there's a disturbance on an earthen part of the ditch, we have it lined with bentonite. It's a clay mixture. And we're incorporating this measuring system within the town. We've got new pump stations that are coming off of the ditches, and we want to make sure that we get water to them.
The town is also working on quantifying the amount of water that flows through the ditches and mapping where it goes and how it's used.
Our next step is going to be to get actual measurements that are bona fide so that we can see what's going all the way through town and not being used. And that would allow us to say, okay, at such and such an hour, this is what happens.
O'Meara says this could result in a unique way of managing intake.
It would be an automated headgate system that allows the headgate and the diversion to move up and down according to the demand of the ditch and how much they need to have at the time.
These upgrades are expensive, and American Rivers is helping the town find funding. O'Meara says that balancing human and ecological water needs is complicated.
When people see that there's no water in the river, a lot of times they say, well, the town's the last ditch, so they're pulling all the water out. We've got a job to do. We've got water rights that we need to protect, and we've got people that we need to serve with those water rights.
For KDNK, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.